the Osteopathy Australia podcast channel, and today we're talking to Claire Richardson. Claire is an osteopath and a very active member of Osteopathy Australia. She writes a blog for Wellbeing Magazine website and often provides comments and expertise for the media out there. Hi, Claire. How are you today?
Hi, Irina. I'm good, thanks.
So the topics you cover in your blog, they are amazing. You write about pain management. You write about treating various musculoskeletal conditions. You provide tips on how to move more or how to get your head around osteopathy and other manual therapies. You also write about fashion and how following fashion trends can affect your health and not always in a good way. So do you agree that fashion is becoming more of a threat rather than a pleasant, often girly entertainment pastime, you know?
Well, there's definitely elements of fashion that can have a negative impact on our health. And it, like anything, it has to be taken with common sense. We can wear a lot of different things.
Yeah.
As long as we're not overwearing certain things or overdoing certain things, just like you wouldn't want to overdo certain exercises, then it can just be that, just be fashion. But if we're doing all of the wrong things all of the time, then it becomes a problem.
Yeah. So one of the latest potentially dangerous trends that I've seen on Instagram would be a waist trainer, which is basically a new fancy name for a good old corset. So my personal opinion is that this is quite ugly, but can you explain why it's ugly but also dangerous?
Yeah, I don't know why these waist trainers have come back into fashion, but potentially because celebrities like the Kardashians are endorsing them.
Yeah.
The idea behind a waist trainer is that you wear something very, very tight around your midsection, which actually changes the shape of your muscles or somehow trains them into being smaller. Thus, when you take it off, you actually look like you've got a smaller waist. Medically and scientifically, that's fairly impossible to do, to change the shape of muscles just by compressing them. So first of all, it doesn't work, but second of all, it does actually have the potential to harm us, because right around our midsection, just underneath our ribs, we have a big muscle called our diaphragm, and our diaphragm is the main muscle that helps breathe. So when we're wearing one of these waist trainers, not only are we restricting the amount of air we're actually able to get into our lungs, but the diaphragm actually acts like a wall between our lungs and our abdominal cavity, and through the diaphragm runs not only our food pipe to go down into our stomach, so that's our esophagus, but also our aorta and our vena cava, which are two massive veins and arteries that carry the blood either away from our heart or back towards our heart. If that waist trainer is compressing those two arteries, we're either not getting enough blood down into our legs, or we're not allowing it to come back up to our heart, which could potentially lead to fainting or, you know, basically just swollen limbs because we're not allowing blood supply or lymphatic supply.
Well, it sounds very dangerous, but it also sounds really painful. And unfortunately, I think especially for us girls, fashion often means pain.
Yes, it can.
The other thing that seems to be really painful to me would be the tight pants. And we all remember the awful story last year when a woman developed compartment syndrome from squatting too long in skinny jeans. So what would you recommend to tight pants lovers?
So skinny jeans, look, it's probably less likely that you'll develop a problem wearing skinny jeans, but it can definitely happen. There has been reported incidents of things like compartment syndrome, like you mentioned. Compartment syndrome is basically where there is a build-up of pressure in our limbs, in certain parts of them, because either there's too much blood going in but not getting out, can then mean that there's a build-up of pressure because there's too much fluid in there, or it can also affect lymphatic fluid coming in and out of our tissues. So we need to make sure that we have got good circulation and good fluid exchange happening in all of our tissues all of the time. If we're wearing tight pants and that's impeded, then potentially we're not getting enough blood, or we're not able to drain the blood out of our limbs, and that can create stuff like tissue damage or potentially even nerve compression, that sort of thing. So it can be quite serious if left. Basically, common sense applies. If you're going to wear tight jeans, they should be comfortable. You should be able to bend your legs in them. You shouldn't have to lie down on the bed to get them on, and don't wear them for more than sort of 5, 6, 7 hours at a time. And potentially, if you start getting weird things like tingling or burning in your feet or numbness around your legs or pain, then that's probably an indication that they're too tight and you need to get them off.
Yeah, even if they're really expensive, you still have to do that.
I could generally be just buy some jeans that fit, but, you know.
Yeah. I know. Well, let's move forward to my favorite piece of wardrobe, which would be bags. And despite the fact that small bags and purses, they're becoming highly popular in the upcoming fashion season, the majority of women, especially in the CBD, they still carry those enormous shoulder bags.
Yeah, huge bucket bags, yep.
Yeah, inside them you can find pretty much everything from shoes to laptops. So I sense that carrying around this monster does nothing good for my back. Am I right?
Yeah, absolutely. So generally those huge bags, like you said, we'll be lugging around a lot of stuff that we might have a use for maybe once a week, but we certainly don't need every day. And they just get really heavy. So if you're carrying your bag on one shoulder all of the time, then you will be fatiguing certain muscles in your shoulder, your neck and your upper back on that side repetitively. And if you're not doing things to offset that load, so strength training or, postural exercises, that sort of stuff, potentially you are going to develop pain and dysfunction in those tissues, which could lead to, nerve compression down the arm, pins and needles in your hand. So basically, again, common sense applies. If you're going to use a big bag for fashion statements, then make sure it's not too heavy and make sure you're not carrying it all the time. So realistically, we should only keep the bare essentials in our actual handbag that we carry around, and then have a separate bag, maybe a laptop bag that you can carry in your other hand for the stuff that you might only use on that day, and try and ascertain that in the morning before you leave the house.
Yeah, that's very true. And some of the stuff can be left in the office. That's enough.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. So, and while I'm on the topic, we're talking about fashion here, but it does also apply to school bags. When you think about teenagers, they often carry their bags on the one shoulder, and often they're carrying around 15 textbooks that they might not even be using at the time. So I definitely encourage the listeners to think about that if they have got teenage children with heavy bags.
Especially now when many of them are heading back to school very soon.
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
Very actual. The other interesting object that you wrote about once was a bra, and quite frankly, I was very surprised to hear that I can experience pain if my bra is not fitted properly. Can you explain this a little more?
Well, when you think about the function of a bra, basically it's there to hold, so unfortunately girls have got more anterior weight than what a guy does, so we carry more weight at the front of us because we have breasts. But a bra is designed to hold that up. So if you are having a bra that's ill-fitting and it's not actually carrying its load properly, then it can transfer load into the parts of our body that it shouldn't. So basically a bra is designed to fit around our midsection, around our ribs comfortably, and then over our shoulders comfortably as well. And it's supposed to share the weight of whatever it's carrying across those three straps, so the back strap and the two shoulder straps. If your bra doesn't fit you around the middle properly, potentially it's going to just be hugging you too tight and digging in, and your shoulder straps won't be worthwhile using, or they won't be carrying any weight. And vice versa, if the back strap's too loose, but it's potentially we can be hanging off the shoulder strap, so then you get the really nasty digging in sensation through your shoulder straps. So, and obviously then it applies to cup sizes as well. So the best thing that you can do is get fitted by someone who understands what they're doing, and bra shops all specialise in being able to fit you and be able to tell you what you need. But realistically, you should be able to have a comfortable firmness across the back while still being able to get a couple of fingers under without it digging into your fingers, and the same applies to your shoulder straps.
Is it very important to wear a bra when I exercise?
Yes. It's fairly well accepted that if you're running, especially, it obviously depends on the size of the lady, but if you're running and you have got a lot of bounce happening, it can damage the breast tissue. So if you're wearing a sports bra, it's designed to minimise bounce, and you've probably seen the ads on the TV, and it's a good example. You're basically not hurting your breast tissue if you're not allowing it to move around too much when you exercise.
Right. Well, Claire, thank you so much for joining us today. It's been a pleasure talking to you as always. There's plenty of topics that we would like to discuss in the future. Do you have any last piece of advice for our listeners today?
No, look, I mean, it's not to be alarmist. It's, fashion is common sense. If we can just have a think about what we're wearing, and that, you know, there's so many different things we could talk about with footwear as well, but if we have a think about what we're wearing, if it's hurting, it's probably doing something wrong. So just minimise the time spent in it, and it shouldn't cause too many problems.